And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:32. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And fingers crossed if we've still got a mobile phone signal. We'll say good morning to Ange Fairweather. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, yes, coming through loud and clear. On your way back from Staffordshire, you were telling me.
Yeah, we've been to Leek in Staffordshire.
Right. Anything exciting there or just visiting friends or family?
We just went away for the weekend with some friends. They've just got back from holiday, so we were just doing a having a catch-up.
Very nice, very nice. And a new job as well, I gather, since we last spoke to you.
Yeah, I'm 6 weeks in now, so I'm looking forward to the break next week and wait to wake up for half term.
Indeed, indeed. Anybody that's in the profession of education always counts down the days to the holidays, don't they? Even though they enjoy the job when they're there.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Okay, well, we'll get on with this in case we lose the signal. Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you well know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which TV music show was introduced by Jules Holland and Paula Yates?
The Tube.
What was the title of the number one song from the show Spitting Image?
The Chicken Song.
Which song links Betty Everett and Cher?
The Shoop Shoop Song.
Which group wrote the music for the film Saturday Night Fever?
Fiji.
Who sang the song Ben from the film about a rat?
Michael Jackson.
Who appeared in and had hits with songs from the films Grease and Xanadu?
Olivia Newton-John.
Which member of Dire Straits played guitar on Going Home?
Martin Knopfler.
In which Andrew Lloyd Webber film did Madonna play the title role?
Evita.
Who sang Arthur's theme from the film starring Dudley Moore?
Christopher Cross.
Which film featured Wet 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 song Love Is All Around?
That was Four Weddings and a Funeral.
And which group's first film was called A Hard Day's Night?
Beatles.
Which duo sang Mrs. Robinson from the film The Graduate?
Simon and Garfunkel.
And which Disney film does the song Circle of Life come from?
The Lion King.
Right, okay, well, pretty impressive round there, I think, as always. Let's just count them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got all 13 right. Fantastic.
Yay!
I'm going to say one of your best scores, but you always get a good score, don't you?
I think last one was 13 out of 13. Oh. I can't get 14 now.
Right. Well, there's still time before Christmas, because we'll probably have you back on in a month's time. So, safe journey back from Staffordshire, from Leek, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ange. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. You were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Ange Fairweather get a score of 13 out of 13, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, contestant number two. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
Now, I thought I was going to be interrupting your Sunday lunch, but you've had it already.
Yeah.
And was it good?
Oh, yes.
And it was a turkey dinner, you were telling me, and was it all homemade stuff?
So oh, yeah.
No pre-packaged stuff?
Even homemade gravy.
Wow, I'm impressed. Good. I bet it tasted lovely as well.
It's my dad's recipe from when he was in
Oh, that. Wow. Fantastic. Isn't it nice that you can keep something like that, even when those people are no longer with us?
Yeah. My dad taught my mum to cook, and
right.
My mum taught me.
Fantastic, because I know my wife has a huge recipe book that's got loads of handwritten recipes from her mum, who's long since not with us. So.
Yes, I've got some from my nana.
It's nice, isn't it, to remember people like that? Okay. Right, you were listening an hour ago, I'm sure, and I bet you got all 13 right, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Right, so hopefully if you manage just one more than that, then you will be this week's winner. So good luck, as always.
Okay.
Right, exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, have to accept your first answer. But if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So good luck, and here they come. Which group was the late Mark Bolan associated with? Who won an award for his classic hit Pretty Woman? Kurt Cobain was a member of which 90s group? Which musical instrument does Jimi Hendrix play?
Guitar.
Whose first top 10 hit was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
Otis Redding.
Which group was Mama Cass a member of?
Mamas and Papas.
Which member of the Rolling Stones died in 1969?
Brian Jones.
Who sold more than 60 million copies of Rock Around the Clock?
Bill Haley.
Which soul singer was shot by his father?
Marvin Gaye.
Which punk band did Sid Vicious belong to?
Sex Pistols.
Which rock legend did Val Kilmer play in The Doors?
Jim Morrison.
And who had a manager called Colonel Tom Parker?
Elvis Presley.
What was Mr. Blobby's first number one?
Mr. Blobby.
And which comedian had a hit with Atmosphere?
Ross Abbott.
What was the title of Harry Enfield's only hit in 1980? And which group recorded Fog on the Time with Gazza? Well, difficult to keep up with all the marking there, but I think you've done pretty well. Right, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 questions in your allotted time. That's absolutely fantastic. And you won't be surprised to learn that you got all 16 right. Fantastic.
I'm back on form.
You certainly are. Is that your best score of 2023?
I'm not sure.
No.
I'm not sure.
What we'll do at the end of the year, like we do every year, we'll do a league table and we'll see exactly how many points you got all together. If you're one of the top two scoring contestants, we'll have you back for the final edition of the quiz for 2023.
Yeah, yeah. I think I did 17 a few months back.
Ah, right. I think you're probably right.
Because I remember commented that I've got one more to catch Kerry.
Yes, indeed.
Two to beat him.
Right. Well, we'll see how you get on in about a month's time. So thanks for taking part. Talk to you again in about 4 weeks. All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. Bye.